is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Graphic Noise episode joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Monday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And naturally, we always have tickets in hand because we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. And what is sure to be a snooze fest, kind of what went down at AT&T on Friday night, and that certain fight on Netflix, which my youngest son had me stay awake for, and I wasted, I don't know, a half hour, an hour of my life that I'll never get back. But with that thought, coursing through your brain, let's try to redeem ourselves and replenish the bank accounts, so to speak, with our plus 100 odds or greater wager. Could be on Monday Night Football or someone else, and I think, Lundy, you're going to avoid the showdown in the Lone Star State and instead drop the puck and make some bucks. So please share.
Yeah, let's hope that we can do that. We got six games on the docket in the National Hockey League tonight. We're just going to make a nice, simple three-leg money line out of Boston, Edmonton, and Dallas. Folks, this payday at a plus 139 should be pretty nice for us. Why do I like these three teams? Because they're playing Columbus, Montreal, and Anaheim. Three of the absolute worst teams in the NHL so far this season, okay? So this just has to do with their opponents. I know Boston has only won four out of their last 10 games, which is down a bit for the Bruins, but, you know, what cures all ills? Playing the Blue Jackets right now. That's what it does. Folks, like I said, these three opponents for each of the teams that we're taking on the money line are sitting with like 14 points in the standings, you know, dead last or tied for last in their various divisions. This should be a get right for Boston and certainly for Edmonton and for Dallas as well. Take all three of them on the money line, heavy favorites, but you can snag that plus 139 over DK.
Yeah, I like that juice at plus 139, a little bit lighter juice, and call me Team Raisins instead of Team Huevos. But I like this bet quite a bit. Let's go to the marquee matchup in the world of college basketball, the late night tip. So things are going south for you in Texans and Cowboys. You can always pivot to college basketball. The action is going to go down inside Viejas there in SoCal. I love the alt-rock parlay. And I'm going to kind of live in the middle a little bit on this as well. Leg numero uno on the SGP. Give me the Gonzaga Bulldogs on the money line. Leg numero dos. Give me the home team there in San Diego State. Jack to spread way up to plus 20.5. And leg numero tres. Give me the over on 140.5. You put all three of those legs together, you achieve plus money. Even Steven Juice there at BetMGM. Zags are far and away national title contenders. Probably going to be Final Four representatives come late March. But you look at the Zags, team number 15 in adjusted tempo so far. They are 11th in the country in EFG offense, shooting 61.8% inside the arc and 40.3% outside of it. They have depth. They have balance. They have experience. Number 68 EFG defense as well, only giving up 22.7%. From way downtown. Very good rebounding team. They really have no weaknesses. I like the Zags team. They've already been challenged this season. Meanwhile, I look at San Diego State. Nobody left from that team last year. The ones that really made the deep NCAA tournament runs there under Brian Dutcher. Number 274 at adjusted tempo. Number 144 EFG offense. But their calling card defense, number 21 so far in EFG defense, only giving up 28.6% inside the arc. That's real, folks. That's unbelievable, really. Putting a cap on top of the hoop and 38.5% from outside. Now, biggest question mark in this game is going to be the turnover war. Gonzaga got great ball handlers. They really don't cough up the rock. San Diego State, on the other hand, they have giving it up 21.2% of their possessions, or 3-point D. Again, they're giving up 38.5% from outside. It's a major concern. And Miles Byrd, make sure do a little research before locking in any bets. He's questionable with an ankle injury. I think he's going to play. He is far and away San Diego State's best player. This is a marquee matchup. Pop a couple of pills, get out there, tape up the ankle, and give it a go. So I think the Aztecs, especially at home where they're always highly competitive, We'll keep this one within somewhat of a spinning distance. So to recap, Gonzaga on the money line, San Diego State plus 20.5, and the over 140.5 plus 100 at BetMGM. And no, Jeff Goodman, my buddy from the field of 68, San Diego State ain't winning this game. Sorry. With that, bet on the board. Let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's get in some more college basketball action. It's a great week. A lot of phenomenal non-conference games. This may not be higher to list, but I think this will be highly entertaining. On this SGP, come with me. If you're buying one, I'm selling. Sub a little two-legger. Give me Wazoo, Washington State at home on the money line. And give me Northern Colorado, the pride of Greeley, Colorado, plus 15.5. So jacking that line up a little bit. I think a standard line's at 11.5 at some books. I built this at BetMGM this morning. It's an even Steven plus 100 juice as well. And I'm going to buy hook, line, and sinker. You look at KenPom, Haslametrics, Evan Maya. They had this game between 8 to 11 points. Now, Torvik actually has Wazoo winning by 16.2, but I'm not buying what they're selling. You look at Northern Colorado, a team that already pushed the University of Colorado to the bitter end in a double overtime game. They only lost that by a deuce on the road. They're in Boulder, a team that loves to play up tempo, just like Washington State. Both are top 112 in the country in adjusted tempo. Northern Colorado, an outstanding defensive team, though. Number 34 DFGD, only giving it a 47.5% inside the arc and only 22.2% outside of it. You look at Washington State, their 3-point D has been rather horrendous this season. Give it up nearly 36% from way downtown, and they're shooting themselves in the foot way too many times, coughing it up on 19.8% of their possessions. Come off that loss against Iowa, I should say, Washington State, in which they lost by 10. I don't think they're going to blow the doors off of Northern Colorado. I think NCU covers this 15.5 alt line. Wazoo gets the victory. That's all we need. Just live within that 15-point range, and we achieve plus money, plus 100 there at BetMGM. Numero cinco on the countdown, mi amigo. Regional play. I don't think you know anything about either one of these teams, but maybe you do. Fade or follow.
Well, I don't know much about the Cougars in terms of what they're doing this season, but I do know what you just mentioned, the idea that UNC gave CU all they could handle. Now, this isn't a tournament team up in Boulder, in my opinion, this year. I don't think they've got the talent for it, but UNC still gave them all they could handle. So I kind of like the way you got this thing set up. Washington State picking up the victory, but you're looking for UNC to keep it close. We know they just did that against CU. You should see the same kind of thing tonight. So I like where your head's at. Good one. I'll follow.
Go Cougs and score that alt line cover.
Number four.
All right, Numero Quattro here on the Fade Five Countdown. Let's cut to the chase. I know a lot of you tune in because you want some pigskin plays. So here you go. The first one of Monday Night Football. I'm going to live in the land down under on the great CeeDee Lamb. And that line has crept up. Open at 59.5, now up to 60.5. And I still think it's too high. I would have bet the under of 59.5 as well at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Why am I fading CeeDee Lamb? Well, the premier wide receivers in the NFL. Well, it's very simple. Last couple of games with a little scattering of Dak Prescott before he exited. And of course, he's done with that hamstring injury. 8 receptions. Okay, that was great 2 weeks ago, but only 47 yards. Last week, all 6 catches. Oh, he surely crushed the over on 60.5. No, he didn't even get halfway there. Oh, he was definitely living on a prayer. He only had 21 in that game. Number 83 in average at the target on the season. Yes, he's number 3 in total route wins. Number 5 in total yak. And that yak is always a concern because he can catch a simple, 5-yard slant and take it to the house and get, over half of this on one play. But do you trust Cooper Rush? I do not. In fact, Trey Lance really should be at the controls of this Cowboys team. They need to evaluate him because this season is over. You look at Houston, number 4 in pass EPAD last 5. 10 wide receivers have gone over this mark against them. Out of the slot, they're giving up a 126.3 passer rating and the 21st most yards of any team out of that slot position. And CeeDee Lamb gets a lot of snaps in that slot, but I just have Cooper Rush issues. And I don't think he's going to get there. He's probably going to catch 5 to 7 balls. He want to take the over in like receptions. I think that number is like 5.5, 6.5. I wouldn't blame him, but the yards, yeah, I'm going to live in that land down under with CD Lamb. No ba-bas necessary at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Lundy, down to order some delicious lamb chops. Fade or follow?
I'll follow you, although I really don't give two you know what's about this game
tonight. I don't either.
I really don't.
I mean, have to bet on it.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing this, folks, for the purposes of this damn podcast and trying to deliver what you're used to. There's a couple props I like. I've got one I'll share with you in bonus time. But for the most part, I'm going to see if I can find something else to watch, because I might see a little bit of this game, but I am really not interested. If they were doing Trey Lance, because I'm with you 10,000%, yep, that's who should be starting, is Trey Lance. If they were doing that, I would watch, because I'd like to see what Lance can do. But Cooper Rush, no, man, I got no interest in that. And I think, unfortunately, he's not going to have a lot of interest in trying to throw it to CeeDee Lamb.
Make sure coaching staff, Mike McCarthy, have the shortest of short leashes on one Cooper Rush.
Numero tres
here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's double down on a Dallas play. And I'm going to go with Rico Dowdle, who is not going to dawdle as a receiver in this game. Give it the over on 19.5 receiving yards at a minus 113 juice. Available there at FanDuel Sportsbook. True be told, I locked it low this when it opened at BetMGM at 17.5 a couple of days ago and slammed that over because the likely deficit is going to occur, and it could be a sizable one for the Dallas Cowboys, which means check down left, right, up the middle, off the hand of Cooper Rush to one Rico Dowdle. And, you know, that's got to be typical when you have a noodle arm quarterback, which Cooper Rush is. He's 100% Campbell's, to say the least. But I like Rico in this category. Arena, Rico, Arena, Suave. Yeah, I think it's going to be exactly that as a pass catcher in this game. He's done this 5 times on the over this season, running a route on 19.5% of his snaps, only 8.3 per game, but his role is ramping up. Mike McCarthy finally came to his senses and said, hey, Dak Prescott, we are done, so our season's over with. Dalvin Cook, you're toast. Zeke Elliott, you're also cooked. So as a result, we just got to give Rico Dowdle the full workload and evaluate him to his fullest capacity. And that's got to be the case. He's number 3 in yards per route run among all running backs. He's caught 82.9% of the throws off either Rush or Dak Prescott's hand. You look at Houston, 7th fewest receiving yards allow the running back position, but 5 guys at RB have gone over this. They've given up 3.1 receptions, 25.2 yards per game to be exact. And again, with the hole that is going to be likely dug by the Dallas Cowboys in this. So Enrico, I think, is going to cash somewhere in the second half, much like Chase Brown did last night. I've been on the live line with that, and holy mother of God, did that come through. That was a thrill of a minute kind of finish in that Bengals and Chargers game. So to recap, numero tres on the countdown, Rico Dowdle over 19.5 receiving yards, minus 113 at FanDuel. Lundy, fade or follow?
Ooh, man, I like it a lot better at 17.5. Why you got to be creeping these numbers around? Come on, FanDuel, quit moving stuff on me. I was happier at 17.5. Yeah. I think I still like it, though, at the 19.5. I think you're onto something there in terms of game script and all of that. You got to put this guy to use if you're Dallas. You need to know what you've got, because you are already looking ahead to 2025. So they're smart enough at least to do it with their backfield, even if they're not doing it at quarterback.
Yeah, amen on that. Hey, you want some more random 90s song references? You can get that right now at various pieces that we're all writing at thegamingjuice.com. It's 100% free. We got college football content from Nate Jacobson and Ben Wittenstein. The Fade 5 College Edition of the podcast drops every Wednesday. Those guys are hosting, and they're absolutely crushing it. Bravo, gentlemen. You're doing an excellent job previewing the college football slate every single week. If you want my college basketball content, I'm going to be rolling out a new piece on Purdue and Marquette. Marquee matchup tomorrow. Might have a little say on the ILL and Alabama game going down on Wednesday night as well. All of my fantasy football rankings, all of my fantasy flames pieces are there. All of my sports betting stuff lives on that site, including the always free, always public, always transparent spreadsheet. Lundy does the same thing. It's awesome. If you like NHL bets, make sure you follow his spreadsheet, which you can access on the Gaming Juice along with his content. And also Brandon Velasquez, NHL, $0.02 as well. Get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Click converse and cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here with the Fade 5 Countdown. Welcome back, Nico Collins. Finally off of the injured list and going to be back in uniform tonight despite the tender hamstring. And I think Nico is going to go nuclear because what he always does. Dude is packed with plutonium. So as a result, give me most receiving yards in the game. Best odds I've seen at DraftKings at plus 110. You go to BetMGM, this is minus 105. So nice little 15-cent value there. I think Nico's going to get there, man. This could be like an 80-plus kind of game for him. In fact, the lowest output he's had all year, 78 yards. And remember, he left early in that last game against the Buffalo Bills because of the hamstring injury, and he still had 78. He played another 50% of the actual team snaps. You look at the matchup that he's got. Kalen Carson's going to be his primary foe on defense. Carson this season has allowed a 76.7 catch rate, 125.4 passer rating, and the 25th most yards of any defensive back in the NFL. You want to shake off the rust? Nico, you could do this early and really just sprint to like 75 yards, and maybe that's all you need, because I don't think CeeDee Lamb is going to get there again. I'm going to live in the land down under on that 60.5. And you look at Collins, too, 9 targets per game, number 18 in total yak, despite the missed time. Number 2 in yards per route run, number 12 in route win percentage. And C.J. Stroud has a 126.4 passer rating, the 7th highest in the NFL when targeting Nico Collins. So sensational matchup. Dallas number 29 to pass EPA D last 5. He's healthy. He's itching to get back. I think he just goes nuts in this game. So Nico Collins, most receiving yards in this Monday night, put me to sleep affair between the Texans and the Cowboys. Plus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
This would have been a nice night to have had one of our Monday night doubleheaders, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be great.
So that we could have something else as an alternative to get this game out of the way. I know it's the Battle of Texas, and I know everybody's going to be watching just because it's the Cowboys down there, but the rest of the country's bored as hell. This is spectacular value at a plus 110. I'm shocked that this is actually at plus odds. Take it all diggity day long.
Yeah! This game gonna suck, y'all!
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get some more action. Let's go with the lowest of low-hanging fruit. Always play the running back against the Dallas Cowboys. That's what we have learned 11 weeks into the NFL season, and that's exactly what I'm going to do here on my number one play on this Monday edition of the Countdown. SGP style, give me Joe Mixon, who is going to be fixing to do a whole lot of damage. 75 or more rush yards in the alt market. Give me Joe Mixon anytime touchdown. You put those hands together, very simple, two-layer, plus 115. They're at BetMGM. And hey, if you want to add the Houston Texans on the money line, it jacks it up to plus 130. It's throwing it out there if you think that's going to happen. Well, that raised an eyebrow there from Nathaniel Lundy. So great value when constructed there at BetMGM. And look at Joe Mixon. He has gone over 75 yards in 5 of his last 7 games. A guy that's averaging 3.05 yards after contact per attempt. Outstanding there. He is top 20 with 24 missed tackles, forcing almost exactly 80% of the team opportunity share. Dude doesn't really take a siesta. He has scored a touchdown in 6 of 7 games this year as well. And you look at Dallas, number 30 in rush EPAD in the last 5. 5 guys have gone over 75 yards against them, and they've given up 11 touchdowns to the running back position. On top of that, 4.55 yards per carry to RBs. They've surrendered 111.1 rush yards per game as well to the running back position. So put it all together. Joe Mixon, make me some moolah, baby. Number one on the Fade 5 Countdown, SGP style. Mixon 75 or more rush yards. Mixon anytime touchdown, plus 115 there at BetMGM. Lundy, Don't you dare fade me.
Oh, no, no. I'll follow on this one. I just think you wimped out by not putting the Texans on the money line as a part of it. Yeah. But I understand you got plus odds. You know something weird happens. No, you got to roll with this one. Take Mixon on the touchdown. Good way to get it into positive territory there by adding in the rush yards.
All right, let's scoot and booty scoot out of that stupid-ass game. But, of course, I'm going to have probably more plays in it. It's bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, whether it's in the nap-inducing Monday Night Football game, could be a college basketball, could be the NHL, maybe get some more plays there, or the NBA. What do you got for me?
I'll stay away from the NBA right now, as we are seeing, as one of my friends last night in a text message put it, the Nuggets are a G League team without Jokic.
Oh,
that was what was said last night.
But all the Christian Brown numbers, man.
I know, man. They're awesome. They are. It is one of those things you can definitely take advantage of. All right. A couple things that I like in the Monday Night Football game for tonight. I think you could bounce yourself to plus 130. And I'll take Joe Mixon to get 100 yards on the ground tonight.
Yep.
Remember, he's done it five times, if I'm not mistaken, this season, four or five times that he's hit the century mark. I think he can do it easily in this game. So if you want to take him in an alt market, DraftKings, for him to have 100 or more rushing yards is actually plus 130. I think that's a sexy one to be able to play by itself. I think if you're going to SGP it, do what Brad did, bring it down, just in case they get up big and they take him out because they don't want him to get hurt, whatever, just in case that happens. But I definitely think you've got an opportunity to make some cash by playing the alt market all the way up to 100 with him. You were talking about Nico Collins, the play that I like. You're going to give up some juice, folks. It's a minus 120, but give me the over on 25 and a half yards for his longest reception. Prior to the injury, he did this in every game. He's had at least a 26 or more yard reception in all five of the contests before he got hurt. It's the reason why you're paying the juice, but I like it. I took it anyway at a minus 120 because I think he will, in fact, crush that number. Two more plays for you on the ice. As I said, there's only six games. There'll be a couple little plays in there, but take the over between Colorado and Philadelphia. From the city of brotherly love, it's only minus 102 to play the over at 6.5 in this contest. Last January, when these two teams played in Philly, the total hit 11. And right now, the Avs goaltending has the consistency of a wet coffee filter. They are letting everything through. They are expecting Eustace Annanen to be between the pipes tonight. His goals against average is silly. Philly is starting Alexei Kolosov, I believe, in net tonight is the expectation. He has not started for Philly in about 2 weeks. His record on the year is 0-3. He's going to let goals through as well, and the Avs are starting to get healthy. The Avalanche problem right now is their goaltending, but they are starting to get healthy. They got Valeri Nichushkin back last Friday from his suspension. They also grabbed Jonathan Drouin and Miles Wood back off of the IR. So they are starting to get healthy, which means they're getting their scoring back. They're getting their offensive lines back, especially on the top two. And when that happens, the Avs start rolling and they score. So take the over on the 6.5 tonight. And then I'm going to stay with the hot sticks that belong to Alex Ovechkin and Dylan Strome of the Washington Capitals. I don't think it's the case anymore, but for a while throughout the season, Strome had an assist on every one of Ovi's goals. So you just wanted to pair those two together because where one of them goes, the other one goes. So they are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Hockey Club. If you do a same game parlay for Ovi to have a point and Strome to have a point, doesn't matter which one of them's a goal, whatever. Strome for a point, Ovi for a point. It is plus 134 over at DraftKings. Strome has 7 points in his last four games. Same number for Ovi, 7 points in his last four games. I'm telling you, these guys are attached at the hip. If you're ever looking for a same game parlay with Washington, these are the two guys for a point that you want to put together because it just, like I said, me and my shadow, that's exactly what's happening between those two. So I like those two plays on the ice this evening. If you really want something goofy, I told you I like the idea of the longest reception for Nico.
Yep.
I like Joe Mixon to get up to 100. I may decide to put something together in a same game parlay if somebody's, I think I'm sitting on a free bet. And I think I might also put in there Cooper Rush to have a passing touchdown. Just one.
Just dicey. One. Dicey.
That's dicey. But I might throw that one in there as well, just because, hey, why not? Let's see what happens. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right. That is certainly a team Huevos play, if I've ever heard one right there. All right, let's get some more action on the board here on Monday Night Football, because you got to have an excuse to watch it. The team Huevos parlay play of the night, SGP version. Give me Texans minus 6.5. So take it. Yarr! That hook out of it. Because that line right now is minus 7, and I built this at BetMGM. Joe Mixon, 75 or more rush yards. I already gave you all the reasons why. Nico Collins, 50 or more receiving yards. He's done this in every game. Again, the lowest output that he had was against the Buffalo Bills. He had 78 that one. He only played 13.2% of the snaps. So that's the only reason you need. Texans should be able to cover the 6.5 with relative ease. I know they're 4-6 ATS this season. Dallas, 2-7 ATS. But look at the EPA data last 5 weeks. The Houston Texans, number 5 in EPA per play. Defense, a little sketchy, at number 23 in EPA per play. But Dallas, 31 EPA per play defense, 32 in EPA per play offense. They've been a joke. They're like Jacksonville Jaguars territory. You saw what happened yesterday, the Jags. They got skinned on live television, 52-6. By the Detroit Lions. So to recap, I don't really need to give any reasons. Houston minus 6.5, Mixon 75 or more rush yards, Nico 50 or more receiving yards, plus 170 there at BetMGM. All right, elsewhere, Buddhist time. Oh, let's get one more Ben this godforsaken game. Tank Dell, I think he's going to pop off. I'm going to take the under on 49.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Look, he's not going to be the main man anymore with Nico Collins back. So he's, overall target share is going to diminish. And he's been under this on 6 of 8 games this season. He's seen a healthy 6.2 targets per game, but number 63 in ADOT, 43 in YAC, 69, nice, or not so nice, and yards per route run, number 66 in yards per reception. And CJ Stroud only has a 73.1 passer rating when targeting him. So they've not really been in sync except for like the last couple of games without Nico Collins. Dallas has allowed 12 guys to go over this. And they're number 32 in dropback EPAD last 5. But still, I think Tank Dell falls short, especially if Joe Mixon goes absolutely nuts. And that's a distinct possibility. Nico could go nuts as well. So Tank, I think, will be the forgotten man in this game. Give me the under on 49.5 receiving yards. All right, let's get one NBA bet. We got to satisfy those individuals. De'Aaron Fox. Hopefully he's going to be as sly as a certain animal. I'm going to take the over on 2.5 made threes, taking on the Atlanta Hawks. Why do I like this? Well, he's already done this once this season against the ATL. He went 4-6 from way downtown back on November 1st. He has done this 5 times, making 3 or more trays in a game this season. He's averaging 6.2 jacks from distance per game, netting 34.5%. Not extraordinary production there, but you look at the Hawks, they have allowed the most made threes of any team in the NBA, giving up 16.5 per game at a 39.4% clip. So De'Aaron Fox, the Sacramento Kings, give me the over on 2.5 made threes at plus 120, believe it or not, there at DraftKings Sportsbook. And one more college basketball play for you mid-major madness fans. North Florida, the Ospreys, I'm going to lay the chalk. It's down to 5 right now, and I don't understand why. I locked it at 5.5. Hell, I play up to like 7.5, maybe even 8.5. They're taking on UNC Asheville, the Bulldogs there. You look at Asheville, a team that plays up-tempo. Well, that works in the favor of North Florida. North Florida is number 63 in the country in EFG offense. Their defense stinks. All right, I'll just lay that out there. I'm not going to sugarcoat it all. That is a question mark, but they already have 2 high major wins. They won at South Carolina, and they won at Georgia Tech. They run, they put up points, and if UNCA wants to run with them, that is very much in the favor of the Ospreys in this game. You look at UNCA, number 334 of the country, EFG offense, number 354 of the country, EFG defense. They're giving up 63.5% inside the arc and 38.1% outside of it. And they're terrible on the glass. So I think North Florida is going to win. This should be by 10 or more. Quite frankly, they're at home. They already have those two marquee victories. They're an impressive major team, and one, and definitely watch out for come March if they get the auto berth in their tournament. But I like them, and I'm going to lay the chalk there. Again, -5, 5.5 against UNC Asheville. All right, we are out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. Pop off a question in the Ask Brad section as well, and I'll get to it at some point this week. With that, we got to exit. As always, fade or follow. That is up to you. This game stinks.